You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You want some numbers?
Sure, bring it on.
Like to give you these numbers. These are pretty interesting. I bet that Jonathan Kuminga and his agent love these numbers.
Okay.
I'm sorry to bring them up.
All roads.
Bay Area. This is Jonathan Kuminga.
I mean, this is a real thing now. This is a, I don't know if you want to call it a report. This is a new little nugget of information, though. This is new today. The Athletic spoke to an anonymous NBA executive who says he would give Jonathan Kuminga $125 million over 5 years, and then compares Jonathan to Jaden McDaniels of the Minnesota Timberwolves. How do you feel about that comparison? Here's what he said. Quote, McDaniels is great in his role, but JK is more talented and has higher upside if he ever can hit.
Right.
End quote.
I totally agree with that. McDaniels is better in his role. And my counter question would be, what is Kuminga's role? Now, it's not to say that he can't fill a role, but the role that Jaden McDaniels is asked to fill, he's willing and able to do that. Kuminga's asked to fill a role with the Warriors, and he's been unable to fill that role. So does that mean that Kuminga's no good? Of course not. It just means they're in different situations and they're being asked to do different things. And Kuminga, so far, in the Warriors' eyes, has not been able to fill the role they need.
$125 million over 5 years. Now, the interesting thing is there, you'll sit there and go, whoa, $125. Everybody, if you want to do this over AAV, everybody's sort of coming around into the same spot. Like, the word is that the Warriors, I don't know how real or true or whatever, but the reports are out there that the Warriors have an offer on the table for $22.5 million a year, but only for 2 years. And one of those years probably being a Warrior option. So that's way, way, way less of a commitment, but everyone seems comfortable with this sort of between $20 and $25 million number. This executive just seems to sort of be insinuating, I would make the commitment. The interesting thing is the executive is saying, I would make the commitment, and then ends his quote with, if he can ever hit.
Right.
Which sounds like, well, why would you commit 5 years if your feeling is if?
And also, if he hits, let's just say that he hits this year, either the Warriors sign and trade him somewhere and he hits, or he figures out how to play and he actually has a great year and he hits, well, he's going to cost you more than $25 million a year if he, quote-unquote, hits And if you really like him for 5 years, then you get him for 125 and he does hit, that contract is going to be a bargain by the time you get to year three, the way the salary cap and the aprons go up and everything goes up and up and up. If you get Kuminga for 5 years for 125, by the time you get to the end of that deal, you're probably getting a bargain if he, in fact, hits.
Right. No, completely agree, and you're still dealing with a player that won't even be all that close to his 30th birthday.
Yeah, true.
You know what I mean? So, I don't know, man. It's an interesting number. It's an interesting comparison. Jaden McDaniels is perfect in the role he plays. For those of you who don't really know, McDaniels on the Minnesota Timberwolves is kind of a, I guess you'd call him 3-and-D guy. He's long, he's athletic, he knocks down threes, but he's also somebody who can attack the rim a little bit. Very athletic player. Maybe the biggest issue I have with the comparison, again, when we say JK is more talented than McDaniels, my question whenever we do this is, okay, define talent. Are you talking about with
the ha-ha. Yeah.
Because you know what Jaden McDaniels is? Jaden McDaniels is an elite, elite defensive player in the NBA. Like, high bar. Elite, lockdown, that's who we're going to put on Steph Curry type of a player. And so, on one side of the ball, JK is nowhere near as talented as Jaden McDaniels. On the other side of the ball, he probably has the potential to be a more versatile offensive player. I will completely agree with that. But kind of an interesting way to go about it, to say, hey, 5 years, I'll lock it up because he is definitely going to be good, maybe.
If he hits. And that's the thing.
It's like, well, okay.
I think it's a classic ceiling floor conversation, because Jaden McDaniels, his ceiling is probably not much higher than what we've seen. His floor is really high. You mentioned it. He's an elite defender. He was all defense second team 2 years ago. He doesn't shoot the three that well to really be a 3-and-D guy. He doesn't shoot the three very often. But what he is a 6'9", I can guard any of you defender who also has a serviceable or slightly better offensive game.
Yeah.
He's not a bad offensive player.
No, you're right. I'll take your description. He's about a 35% career three-point shooter, but he tends to almost GP2 it. He stays in the corner a lot.
Exactly.
Right? He's not somebody who's going to float around and do it everywhere. But, you know, I mean, he's capable. He averaged a little bit over 12 points a game last year.
When he's out there, he's not going to kill you offensively.
Not at all.
He's opportunistic, and he can rebound. He can hit the open three on occasion. He can score in not on all three levels, but you're not going to run your offense through him, but he'll get you 10 to 12 a game. And on the other end, he's going to be a plus-plus defender. And if you look at how Minnesota did last year when he started every single game,
mm-hmm.
and he played 32 minutes a night. So you play every game, you play in literally 75% of your team's minutes, and you just lock down the other team's best player. Yeah, I'll take what he has.
I'll take it, yeah.
No
and
doubt.
He took a huge jump last year in his rebounding. He averaged 3.1 a game at age 23, 5.7 a game last year, shot over 81% from the free throw line. And so what I'm getting at is, while I'll buy the offensive versatility idea of a Jonathan Kuminga, you know what you have in Jaden McDaniels? It's what you just said. You have a finished product. You
right.
have an all-around basketball player. And I saw someone say this sort of in the Warriors kind of social media space the other day. And he didn't name Steve Kerr Jonathan Kuminga. I was pretty sure that's what he was talking about.
Yeah.
And he said it this way, and I wonder how this will land with people, because this gets hot and debatable and all of that, and everybody has their side, and so I get that. But the comment was sort of made like,
you know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Like this. It's fascinating to see a coach get criticized for wanting a player to defend, rebound, and do what they're asked to do and make the right play. Isn't that literally the definition of what a coach is supposed to do? And so that, to me, that's the rub on this whole thing. Like, those are the things that Jaden McDaniels does. And he already does them, and he's only about a year and a half older than Jonathan.
Yeah, and that is something that for players cannot be taught. Some players can learn it and adjust to it, and you have to want to play hard on defense. It's not something that comes naturally. If it does come naturally, then go ahead and do it. But other players, it's tough to encourage them to go out there and play that dogged defense unless they have it in them. And, you know, part of it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy where if Kuminga's not playing hard on defense or playing the way you want him to play, then you play him less. And because you're playing him less, then he doesn't want to play the way you want him to play. And so then you play him less. And because you play him less, then he doesn't want to play the way you want to play him. And it becomes kind of a steamroll effect where, you know, the player wants the minutes, the coach wants him to play a certain way. And if you are at odds, then you're in a spot where it's not going to work out.
Yep. So anyway, I mean, that's just kind of to add to the conversation today. That's a report out of The Athletic. I'm sure Jonathan and his agent are, they're clipping that and sending it all over the league if they want. It's not in any stretch going to change this conversation, and I don't think we are anywhere closer to any sort of a resolution on this, and it does not even feel like something that's going to end in the month of September. So,
and we're not even in September,
no,
Mark.
No, we're not even close to September.
Checks notes.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's great that this unnamed exec is like, yeah, I'll pay him $5 and $125, but problem is nobody has $5 and $125 right now because of that damn second apron.
Exactly.
So you can say that you want to do it, but you won't because you can't. So for Kuminga, it's like, great. Can you say that next year?
Now, I don't know if Kuminga is going to be a part of this or not, but the schedule came out today, which is always fun. Sometimes I look at this and I go, boy, we get really excited about it. Like, I knew the schedule came out, and guess what? Yeah, the Nuggets are on it. So are the Pistons. Like, they're all on there, and it's just dates and times and all this. So there's only a few things that are intriguing that come out of it, but I do think there are some. Yes, there's those, like, circle that date, and here's that holiday, and okay, that road trip looks crazy. There's stuff like that, but there's also the fact that the Golden State Warriors this year will be presented to a national audience more times than ever before in their entire history. And the NBA does have some new partners. And so that's the other thing to get to a little bit as well. And I wonder kind of how people feel about it a little bit. So in other words, lots of games that are a little bit like Thursday Night Football this year.
Marquee. Yep.
But also on Amazon.
Right.
On Prime Video.
And NBA on NBC is back.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, Other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.